KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear, 65 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly sunny and windy today with a high of 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping local news, a head-on crash on Highway 92 last week has now claimed the life of a second driver. 72-year-old Robert Bagshaw of Messina died Monday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha, where he had been flown following the accident that took place last Thursday afternoon around 1 o'clock west of Messina. The other driver, 67-year-old Mary Lou Ranney, also of Messina, died at the scene. The Iowa State Patrol had said Ranney's car was westbound on 92 when, for reasons unknown, it crossed the center line and struck an eastbound pickup driven by Bagshaw. The accident remained under investigation. An accident Tuesday afternoon near Menlo involving a semi on Interstate 80 resulted in one person being sent to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol says 59-year-old Andrew Birch of Huntsville, Alabama, was driving a 2015 International semi eastbound on I-80 about 2 miles east of the Menlo exit at around 3:15 p.m. when the truck left the road and entered the south ditch before it came to rest. Birch was transported by Stewart Rescue to the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. A strong crosswind caused an accident Tuesday afternoon on Interstate 80 near Shelby. The state patrol says 55-year-old Douglas Meter of Lake Station, Indiana, was driving a Freightliner semi eastbound at around 6 p.m. when a gust caught the trailer's semi and tore the roof off the trailer. As a result, the bed of the trailer collapsed and broke in half under the weight of the 42,000-pound load. The semi was registered to Sterling Express out of Valparaiso, Indiana. Meter was transported by Shelby Rescue to Murtu Memorial Hospital for treatment of undisclosed possible injuries. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on two warrants Tuesday evening. 34-year-old Cale Garrett Hardman of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 6:30 on a Montgomery County Sheriff's Department warrant for contempt of court for resisting an order of process of the magistrate court. He also was arrested on a Mills County warrant for harassment in the first degree and violation of a protective order. Hardman was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on cash bonds amounting to $2,600. In the funeral announcements, Raymond Voss, age 93, who's formerly of Messina, died September 4th in Lakewood, Colorado. Graveside services with full military rites for Raymond Voss will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church Cemetery in rural Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Glendale Armstrong, age 96, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died September 12th at the Allen Place. A massive Christian burial for Glendale Armstrong will be today at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Alice Bloom, age 89, of Manila, died Saturday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alice Bloom will be today at 1:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Wayne D. Hansen, age 83, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Eventide Lutheran Home in Denison. Funeral services for Wayne Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Donald Lockery, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Donald Lockery will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Helene Pellett, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Helene Pellett will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Blankenship, age 87, of Cumberland, died September 9th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Robert Blankenship will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland, the Steen Funeral Home of Messina, in charge of arrangements. Willa Carter, age 83, of Carson, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Willa Carter will be Friday at 10:30 at the Henderson Christian Church in Henderson. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Gary Gross, age 64, of Logan, died Saturday at the Community Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Gary Gross will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ethel Heller, age 87, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. A massive Christian burial for Ethel Heller will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jerry Howard Davis, age 60 of Harlan, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Davis will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Tori S. Spencer, age 39 of Audubon, died Monday at her father's home in Audubon. Funeral services for Tori Spencer will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Stephen Craig Larson, age 65, of Glenwood and formerly of Harlan, died Monday at Jenny Ed Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Stephen Larson will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Bagshaw, age 72, of Messina, died Monday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Bagshaw will be next Monday at 11 a.m. at the Baptist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Kenneth Brundage, age 86, of Manila, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Services for Kenneth Brundage will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Donna Lou Kester, age 84, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. A private graveside service for Donna Kester will be held at the Washington Township Cemetery in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.